From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with this local and statewide news. Two more pandemic relief programs opened this week that thousands of Tlingit and Haida tribal members and Gold Belt shareholders are eligible for. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports people who fall into both categories can get up to $3,600 in one-time payments.
Nathan Johnson recently applied for a $1,000 grant available to enrolled members of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Johnson is from Angoon, where he used to work seasonal jobs. The pandemic shut down most travel and made life a lot tougher there.
Our store was running low on food, and that's the main reason why I moved to Juneau, so I could try to work more.
Grandparents are looking after his three young children in Angoon. He wants to bring them over and be a father to them. About 3 months ago, he started working at a pizza restaurant and is saving up for an apartment his family can live in.
An extra $1,000 means at least a couple weeks to at least a month closer to my kids. It means I get to be fed well. I could have more energy for my job. I could prep for the winter. I could pay off my phone. It's a big help.
He said getting his application in was like a big mountain off his shoulders. Tlingit and Haida's program is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, which federal lawmakers passed in March. Another relief program opened recently that's available to shareholders in Gold Belt Incorporated, the Urban Alaska Native Corporation for the Juneau area. Each shareholder can get up to $2,600. Gold Belt has more than $11 million available for this program. That's more than enough to make the maximum payment to every single one of the corporation's shareholders. Here's Gold Belt CEO McHugh Pierre.
If you don't file an application, it's not going to help somebody else. We have enough money for everybody to get the full amount if they can demonstrate the need. So I want everyone to apply, justify your amount, and we will reimburse you for those costs up to $2,600.
The application period closes at the end of September. As of Thursday afternoon, Pierre says Gold Belt had gotten more than 1,400 applications and certified about 800. Payments will start going out in a few days. Pierre says Gold Belt's leadership made plans for the program early on in the pandemic last year, but shelved them after court cases came up affecting the funding. The money comes from last year's Federal CARES Act.
I mean, they should have had it last year, and they didn't. They weren't allowed to have it, due to the legal complications. But now that those are resolved, we want to get it into our shareholders' hands and help them out in this difficult time.
The CARES Act quickly sent relief money out to individuals, businesses, nonprofits, as well as state, local, and tribal governments, but not to Alaska Native corporations because several lower 48 tribes challenged the corporation's eligibility for these funds. While the lawsuits pit Alaska Native corporations against tribes in the lower 48, Pierre says Gold Belt has a strong relationship with Tlingit and Haida. Pierre says everyone in the community benefits from that. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Juneau emergency officials repeatedly stressed the danger of the Delta variant during a press conference today. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, this comes after they raised the community risk level to high Wednesday night.
The highly transmissible Delta variant is taking a toll, and Juneau's incident commander, Mila Cosgrove, says they want to get ahead of it.
And we do not want to get into a situation where our hospitals are completely overwhelmed or we're unable to keep up.
Starting at 5 p.m. Friday, stricter mitigation measures will be in place. Indoor gatherings will be limited to 20 people, masks are required, and social distancing is recommended outside. But Cosgrove says some exemptions are possible.
We want to work with the community. We don't want to stop life altogether, but right now, mixed groups of vaccinated and unvaccinated folks with masks off is not a very good idea.
Vaccinated people are still testing positive at a lower rate than those who haven't had the shot. They're also less likely to be hospitalized or die from the virus.
We are tired of COVID too, but being tired of something doesn't make it go away. We can't wish it away. We are still very much in a pandemic, and it's not the time to let our guard down.
Beginning Monday, there will be some changes to city services. Libraries will have reduced hours, and there may be other changes as the city reassigns staff members to emergency operations. At Bartlett Regional Hospital, beds are limited, and they're struggling to get seriously ill patients flown out of town. the hospital is looking to protect inpatient beds by suspending elective surgeries. Right now, Juneau's test positivity rate, the number of positive cases compared to a total number of people tested, was 6%. That means there could be undetected COVID-19 cases in the community. More than 82% of eligible Juneau residents have had their first COVID-19 shot, but regardless of vaccination status, Cosgrove says people should still get tested.
If you test at our local testing center, you will have your results in under 24 hours. You can also test at private providers in town. If you are symptomatic, do not go to the airport to test. We do not want symptomatic people in the airport.
Unvaccinated people who work around other unvaccinated populations are eligible for weekly screenings at the Fire Training Center. People are encouraged to decrease time spent with people outside of their household and get tested 5 days after being exposed to someone who's positive for the virus. The city is also in regular communication with the cruise lines, but most of the recent cases have been among Juneau residents. Bars and restaurants will be at 50% capacity indoors and closing at 11 p.m. Cosgrove says she believes that's enough and doesn't expect to completely close any public spaces.
I think we would have to see a variant that made fully vaccinated people very ill before we would get to a full hunker down order, which would essentially place us back to the beginning of the pandemic.
Planning is underway for public health clinics to offer COVID-19 booster shots. Beginning in September, those who are 8 months out from their second dose will be eligible for those. If you're immunocompromised, you can get a third shot now. Children ages 5 to 11 could be approved for their first shot by November.
We got used to behaving as if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, and I think that caught up with us.
Ultimately, Cosgrove says she hopes the new restrictions are short-lived. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
Former State Representative Les Guerra announced that he's running for governor. The Anchorage Democrat said in his statement that he would support good-paying jobs, including through state construction projects and good job training. He cited his experience as a fisherman and said he wants to protect salmon from the proposed Pebble Mine. And he criticized Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy.
Alaskans deserve a bright future, and this governor has made it very dark.
He criticized the proposal Dunleavy made in 2019 to cut state funding for public education by roughly a quarter and cuts the governor has made to the University of Alaska under a compact with the university board. Guerra is the fourth candidate to file for the primary to be held on August 16th of 2022. The others are independent former governor Bill Walker, libertarian Billy Toyin, and Dunleavy. Guerra served in the House from 2003 to 2019, representing downtown Anchorage. He said that as a member of the House minority for all but two of those years, he had to work harder to get things done. That includes working on a law that requires that new schools and state buildings be built to energy efficiency standards.
That saves money and helps us move forward on climate change at the same time. Those are smart things to do, putting people to work to address climate change.
Guerra is a vocal advocate for services for children and passed legislation making changes to the state's foster care system. He was raised in the foster system after his father was murdered when he was 6 years old. He cited that experience when explaining why Alaskans should vote for him.
I think I'm like many Alaskans. I grew up without privilege, without great wealth, with some struggles like a lot of Alaskans have.
Guerra declined to say why Alaskans should prefer him to Walker as an alternative to Dunleavy, other than to say that they get along and that each would present their case to Alaskans. The top four finishers in the primary will advance to the general election. That election will be the first held under Alaska's new ranked choice voting system. And Juneau's public libraries are reducing their hours so that staff can be reassigned to the city's Emergency Operations Center. According to the city, this will help increase capacity for COVID-19 testing and quarantine and isolation services for the community. Beginning Monday, the downtown and valley locations will be open Monday through Friday from noon to 6 p.m. and on the weekends from noon to 5 p.m. The Douglas Library will be open Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and over the weekend from noon to 5. The city is seeing a surge of COVID-19 cases. Emergency managers have raised the community's risk level, restricted certain types of businesses, and the city's hospital just suspended elective surgeries. And a quick look at the weather tonight. Scattered rain showers, lows around the 50s and light winds. Same for Saturday and highs around the 60s with light winds. Sunday, sunny with patchy fog and highs around the 70s. That's it from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Rasha McChesney.